Hello, and thank you for joining another EMEA webcast for Office 365. Today we are going to discuss how we can use the Support and Recovery Assistant tool, Sarah, to help us troubleshoot common Outlook issues. I'm going to launch my Support and Recovery Assistant tool. Okay, so it's taking some time to launch the application. Okay, so I'm going to choose that I need help with, I'm having trouble with Outlook client, with my emails, with folders and other Outlook features. So I'm going to click Next. And I'm going to choose that I need help in finding missing or deleted items in Outlook. And as you can see, the Support and Recovery Assistant tool can be used by both end users and administrators. And this feature is a beta feature because this is a new feature that has been added within the Sara tool to help users and administrators find missing or deleted items in Outlook client. I'm going to click Next. And is this the affected machine? Yes, this is the affected machine. If I do not choose that this is the affected machine, or if I have not installed the tool on the affected machine, then it will not be able to continue because the Sara tool needs to run and perform a series of readiness checks on the affected machine. So I'm going to click Next, and I'm going to enter the email address of my demo account, which I am using for this demo. And I'm going to click Next. And here the Sara tool is validating the user authentication and auto-discover information. It performs a series of network checks, tenant validation checks, license protocol, and mailbox property checks. It performs auto-discovery checks primarily to fetch the Exchange Web Services URL for the user to run and retrieve items from the Recover Deleted Items folder. The Recover Deleted Items folder is a hidden folder where all permanently deleted items are kept for a certain time based on the default mail retention policies for that user or the tenant. Okay, so the Sara tool has told me that we can't sign in using the account. So we may have entered the wrong email address or password. I'm going to go back and enter the correct email address for that. onmicrosoft.com. And I'm going to click Next. Again, the Sara tool is running some readiness checks, and it's fetching the tenant information details. It's checking the license, the protocols, the mailbox properties. Again, it will be running and performing a series of auto-discovery tests to fetch the Exchange Web Services URL as discussed. It also will run diagnostics for connectivity online-offline mode, and it establishes a connection to the mailbox in Office 365 in the data centers online, and runs a comprehensive search for the missing or deleted items. Okay, so as you can see, the Sara tool is giving us a continuation of the troubleshooting, and it's letting us see exactly what it's doing in the troubleshooting. So it says we're attempting to retrieve the Office 365 user settings, the auto-discover settings, and the user properties of this mailbox. So as you can see that as any user I had entered an incorrect password, so that's fine. The Sera tool is very friendly again to use. As an end user, I can just go back and re-enter the password and it continues working on. So that was actually not planned for this demo, but it's good for you to see. All right, so again, it's running some auto discover policies and it's retrieving the auto discover settings for this user. And it's letting us see one by one what is being done in the background. After the support and recovery assistant tool, Sarah, finishes troubleshooting the issue, it will then ask us for details about the missing item, such as the email address of the sender, the date range, the subject, so that it runs a comprehensive search for the recovered deleted items. And here we go. So it needs to gather about the missing information. So I need to enter the email address of the user who had sent me an email that I can't find anymore. So I'm going to enter the email address, and the Sera tool asks me to specify the date range that I had received this email on. But I don't remember the date range, so I'm gonna choose to skip that. And the Sera tool wants to gather some further details about the subject, the full subject of the email item. And if I don't remember the subject as well, I can just skip that. And here, the Sera tool is connecting to our servers to run and get some mailbox properties for this user to check the recoverable message items to be able to retrieve the item that is missing. Okay, and this just takes a few moments. And here it is. The Sera tool has found that there are two emails from this user and the dates that they were deleted on. So I want to retrieve the one from October 10th. And I want to recover that one. So I'm going to click Next. And the support and recovery assistant tool, Sarah, is recovering the item for me. As you can see, the item is not in my inbox, and here it has been recovered. Okay. And your item has been found and it has been restored in the mailbox. And the Sera tool is giving us a summary of what was done. And we can copy the results and view the detailed results as an end user and as an administrator. I'm going to click Next. Here, the Sera tool says that we collected some additional data. If we want to view the logs, we can set. See the logs that can be sent to Microsoft. So I'm going to say that I don't want to send now. So this tool says, okay, we won't send the logs. And here is a short survey to rate if the tool has fixed the problem. Yes, my problem has been fixed. I'm going to give it a 5-star rating. And yes, I would have contacted Microsoft support if my issue is not resolved. And I'm going to submit that. And that's it. Thank you for joining.